Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I would happen to be JR. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. People tuned in on the free Odyssey app. On our many CBS Sports Radio stations and affiliates. People on Sirius XM channel 158 and everybody on a smart speaker. I'll be rolling with you for the next 3 hours. Do you need a companion? Do you need a friend? Do you need somebody to listen to? Well, damn it, consider me that guy. I get started, though, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, every single weeknight. Thank you to our producer tonight, holding it down, Jack Stern. Thank you to you for listening, okay? There's no show. There is no show without you. And if you heard the first hour of the show, great. If you missed it, tune in. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We took a look at Joe Burrow. Went down in training camp today. Thank God it's only a right calf strain. Carted off the practice field. We have no idea when he's going to return. Meanwhile, Jalen Ramsey went down. Has an injured meniscus. It appears that he might be gone until December. Jalen Ramsey just got to the Miami Dolphins, and yeah, sometimes you win some, you lose some. Cincinnati Bengals, every year, the past two seasons, close to getting to or winning a Super Bowl, they dodged a bullet. Joe Burrow will be okay, and Jalen Ramsey just showed up for the Dolphins. They just traded for the man, and he goes down. And so it is only July, and by the time we get to preseason games and more training camp, we are likely to have more injuries. It's just the nature of the beast. This is the NFL. We also heard from Saquon Barkley. Said that, yeah, all things considered, if I would have sat out, it would have been a bad look for me in trying to secure a future contract. And then the New York Jets, they're going to be meeting with Dalvin Cook. Let's remember, Minnesota said, no thank you, go home, go away. And Dalvin Cook has been a free agent. And the New York Jets are going to be kicking the tires on Dalvin Cook, especially now that Aaron Rodgers has basically said, here, take back $35 million. The New York Jets have $16 million to work with this offseason now that Aaron Rodgers has given up a portion of his salary. As we continue on with the show, we'll get into Shohei Ohtani. What an amazing day. A complete game. In one game of the doubleheader, the next game, he's hitting home runs. We'll talk about Ohtani. Zion Williamson is being sued. LeBron James' son continues to improve health-wise. The 49ers, Brock Purdy spoke to the media. So we have so much to do. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of the New York Jets, you know what I like in professional sports? I like beef. I like rivalries. I like teams that don't like each other. I like people that talk crap. I don't care if it's classy, not classy. I want to have the players. I want to have some of the coaches have a full reason not to like each other. That's what I need. And so without being prompted, Sean Payton, for whatever reason, seemingly went after the New York Jets. More specifically, he went after the former head coach of the Denver Broncos, the current offensive coordinator for the New York Jets, Nathaniel Hackett. Sean Payton spoke to USA Today. And Sean Payton, for all of his success with the Saints, the winningest coach in their history, Super Bowl championship in 2010, Sean Payton said that last year the Denver Broncos had to be one of the worst coaching jobs in the history of the NFL under Nathaniel Hackett. He said that he would do a better job than what they did last year when they went basically 5-12. They stunk. Offense was pathetic, 17 points per game. Russell Wilson, pathetic for his $245 million. 16 touchdowns to 11 INTs, and he's trying to bounce back. Sean Payton, he didn't stop there. He said everybody got a little stink on their hands from the performance last year and that the offensive line was poor. Let me say this again. Sean Payton said Nathaniel Hackett, who coached for 15 games before he got the boot, Sean Payton said one of the worst coaching jobs in the history of the NFL. Damn. He then went a step further. He then looked at the New York Jets and pretty much said, well, yeah, okay, you add Aaron Rodgers and you get a super team, and what, you think you're going to win it all? I mean, he looked at this and said, oh, well, I saw a team back in the day, Washington Redskins at that point in time. Washington comes in and adds Deion Sanders, and everybody thinks that they're going to win it all and they have Haynesworth and everybody, and didn't do a damn thing. So I don't know who ticked off Sean Payton. I don't know if he's been gone for a year on TV and now he's back with a vengeance. What's Sean Payton beef with Nathaniel Hackett? Did Nathaniel Hackett leave like a turd in the drawer of the coach's office? Like, why is this guy so mad? How often do you hear, and not even just the NFL, how often do you hear one head coach dissing another? And Nathaniel Hackett is not a head coach anymore. We know he got fired. Coaches don't criticize coaches. Coaches typically keep this to themselves, amongst themselves. They get together in meetings. They get together in coaches' meetings. They bounce back and forth. So why are you going to trash one? Sean Payton need a hug? Sean Payton need validation? It's been one of the most successful head coaches in the NFL, man. Come on. Won a Super Bowl. He's the best coach that the Saints have ever had. And now that you're the Denver Broncos coach, you got a crap on Nathaniel Hackett? How did Nathaniel Hackett feel when he heard this? He's like, damn, I'm just minding my business, trying to have lunch, and he's taking a dump on me? What? Hey, Sean Payton, focus on your own team. Just say that you're going to turn things around. Say that Russell Wilson looks great. Say that the offensive line is better. Say all of that. Why you got to crap on somebody else to make yourself look good? Not that Sean Payton needs to hear it from me, and not that I think it's the case. Maybe he was upset when he had this interview with USA Today, but typically, in any other line of work, I would say, man, this just reeks of insecurity. But that can't be it, right? You show up at a new job and then you tell everybody, oh, yeah, the person before me, they sucked. Might be normal, but you going to do this in an interview? And so head coach of the New York Jets, Rob Saleh, man, he just showed up as the head coach of the New York Jets, basically. Started off in 2021, defensive coordinator with the 49ers, bounced around, did work for the Ravens. He's a novice in comparison to Sean Payton. And so when Rob Saleh was asked about these words, asked, why is he crapping on Nathaniel Hackett? Oh, my God. Why is he deciding to talk crap about y'all? Rob Saleh started talking about haters. He basically called Sean Payton a hater. Take a listen to this.
Well, I'm not going to acknowledge Sean on that. He's been in the league a while. He can say whatever the hell he wants. But But as far as, you know, what we have going on here, it's, you know, the, I kind of live by saying, if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. So hate away, you know. It's, obviously we're doing something right if you got to talk about us when we don't play you till week four.
Wow. Anyone who's not familiar, that is actually from a song. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. That's from a song from like 20 years ago. Or maybe not 20, but there was a whole song about that. And let me tell you something. I don't think it's a song that Rob Sala would be listening to. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. Wow. Rob Sala been in these locker rooms for a while now. And I agree with him. Isn't Sean Payton supposed to be above the fray? Isn't he supposed to be better than trashing lowly offensive coordinators who are failed head coaches? Isn't he supposed to be better than that? Oh, I guess not, right? Isn't he the guy that wasn't he suspended in 2012? Wasn't Sean Payton the guy that oversaw that thing where the guys hit other guys on purpose for money? Oh, right. Oh, he had nothing to do with that. He was just there, just in charge. He's supposed to be better. And so Rob Sala didn't stop there. He didn't just, in the most polite way possible, call Sean Payton a hater. Rob Sala continued on. He bigged up his offensive coordinator. He bigged up the offense. He bigged up his entire team. Listen to Rob Sala show his squad some love, despite the hate.
Really excited about what's going on. I think Hackett's doing a phenomenal job here. Coaching staff is doing a phenomenal job, and we're focused on us. I get it. There's a lot of external noise. There's a lot of people who are hating on us. There's a lot of people looking for us to fail. There's a lot of crows pecking at our neck. But all you can do is spread your wings, keep flying high until those crows fall off and suffocate from the inability to breathe. It's a whole other analogy I'll get into later.
What, Rob Sala? Is he a poet now? You got to keep flying so the crows pecking at your neck can just fall off? What? Somebody tell me about that analogy. I've never heard that one, but I get it.
Later, crows fall off and suffocate from the inability to breathe.
The New York Jets here, yeah, they're in a different position. For the first time in what, since, I don't know, Vinny Testaverde, realistically, the New York Jets have preseason expectations? You know, I'm not going to consider 10-plus years ago with Rex Ryan and Mark Sanchez and Thomas Jones. I'm not looking at that squad with realistic expectations. The last time anybody thought anything of the New York Jets had to have been 98-99 when, gasp, but guess what? Their biggest opposition to getting out of the AFC was the Denver Broncos. And so maybe Sean Payton is here and trying to throw some gasoline onto the fire, but come on, you got your own issues. Denver Broncos had 5 wins last year. 5 of them. Offense pathetic. Leave Nathaniel Hackett alone. Focus in on your own house. If you want to look at how bad your team was, then just move forward. You don't got to crap on somebody else to do it. Have some high expectations and just leave it there. I've been saying this. The Denver Broncos, no way in hell. No way in hell that they only win 5 games. Come on now. Russell Wilson didn't hit that bad of the toilet. And if you want to look at the words from Sean Payton, he's not pinning it on Russell Wilson. He's pinning it on the coach. He's pinning it on everybody. He's pinning it on the offensive line. And so now that he's at the helm, he expects a turnaround. As he should. I mean, he thinks that they should go to the playoffs, and if they don't, he's going to be upset. Well, damn it, is he going to talk about himself the same way he just killed Nathaniel Hackett verbally? Javonte Williams of the Denver Broncos. He said, oh, man, it's awesome that Sean Payton has these expectations for us. Listen to him.
That just lets you know how much he believes in the team. And that's big for him to say that after the season that we had last year. He could have came in with any kind of mindset. But for him to believe in us like that, it showed the talent that we got here. And it showed that once we get it all together, how good things are going to go.
Okay. That's all he had to say. Not Javonte Williams. That's all Sean Payton had to say. Say the Denver Broncos are going to turn it around. You don't have to take a dump on the Jets. You definitely don't have to crap on your predecessor, Nathaniel Hackett. Focus on the Broncos, man. Focus on Russell Wilson. Focus on the offensive line. Focus in on health. Tell Russell Wilson that no, he can't have his own office, of which Sean Payton already said. He said everything that they did last year with Hackett, we're doing the opposite. But next time, man, have a little bit more respect for your coworkers, your cohorts, your brothers in arms. Have a little bit more respect for the coaches. Nathaniel Hackett out here trying to work with the Jets. And is catching strays. I hope the New York Jets beat him later this year for him talking all that crap. I think Sean Payton should shut up. But for me, I love a little juice. I love a little beef. I love a little bit of friction. And for that part, I got to appreciate. But don't do that. Don't talk crap about people minding their own business. Be quiet, Sean Payton. Be quiet is too nice. Shut up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about Sean Payton dissing the guy who had the job before him? What do you think about Sean Payton crapping on the Jets that don't have nothing to do with him? I think Sean Payton should just focus in on his team. And you don't got to crap on somebody else to big yourself up. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. New Denver Broncos head coach Sean Payton spoke to USA Today, and he basically annihilated his predecessor, Nathaniel Hackett, who only lasted 15 games last season as head coach of the Denver Broncos, is now the offensive coordinator for the New York Jets. Now, having said this, Sean Payton, unsolicited, decided to destroy this man. He went on and said, man, this is probably the worst coaching job, one of the worst coaching jobs in NFL history. He then went on and said that everybody having to deal with the Broncos last year is at fault for Russell Wilson, his poor season, only winning 5 games. He said everything that Nathaniel Hackett did last year, they are doing the complete opposite. He took a shot at the New York Jets for being on Hard Knocks, not that they have a choice, and bringing in Aaron Rodgers. So I'm like, man, who peed in his coffee? Why is he so upset? You rarely hear coaches, because everybody understands and respects how difficult the job is. You rarely hear coaches criticize other coaches. It doesn't matter if you've been demoted, if you're still a head coach, and it's a fraternity. These dudes move around. They go from one job to the next job at every level, at every position, and it's just like me personally as a fan, I love it. I want beef. I want every game to have some juice. But then on the other hand, it's like, Sean Payton, man, just shut up. Like, that's not cool. You don't got to crap on somebody else. Just focus in on the Broncos, man. Rob Saleh said, man, I guess if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. That's what he said. Shout outs to Rico Ritchie. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Manny is calling from Flushing. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about Sean Payton's comments?
Well, what's up, my man? How you doing?
I'm okay. Go ahead.
Good. Listen, I think his comments, look, I was a little bit bush league because, listen, you have a right to voice your opinion about other but you have to be disrespectful. I mean, come on. I mean, I know you want a grain of salt of other, you never hear any other coaches, like, for example, Bill Belichick go ham on other coach like that. I mean, you will never hear that. And also, by the way, Sean Payton, he hasn't won since Bountygate, by the way. How would you like, how would he feel when someone brought up Bountygate? Would he like that?
Yeah, well, Rob Saleh certainly took the high road, basically by just calling Sean Payton a hater, but he could have brought up Bountygate, and that would have been hilarious. I would have loved that, because the next thing we should have done is just book them in an octagon. I take Rob Saleh. Have you seen how big that dude is?
Nope, but I will say this. I just think just moments after he said those Payton said those comments, I think it was an ex-Bronco, but I mean, it was Turner, just call him a expedite bum on his Instagram story.
Okay. Well, we'll look into that. Hey, thank you, Manny. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you, my man. You keep up the good work, my brother.
Well, thank you, Manny, for calling from Flushing. And Manny doesn't know how big Rob Saleh looks like. He should go play linebacker.
I think Manny wants a piece of Saleh, huh?
I don't think Manny... What, huh?
I said I think that Manny wants a piece of Saleh. It sounds like he kind of wants to fight him a little bit.
No, Manny is in support of Rob Saleh. He doesn't like Sean Payton. Rob Saleh looks like he is in the gym with his players. And if you were to take Rob Saleh and put him in a ring or an octagon with Sean Payton, Sean Payton would be kind of laid out. So, hey, it's nice to talk some crap when you know it's just friendly, competitive banter. But if you had these two dudes walking down the street, Sean Payton would probably want to steer clear of Rob Saleh. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got B. B calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
How are you?
No complaints, man. With the bird thing, it's like what Saleh was talking about, it's like eagles can fly at higher altitude. So pigeons can't fly with eagles. If the eagle take it to a certain altitude, he going to fall down because, you know, the air thing. So that's what he was saying. But as far as the Payton thing,
well,
I like
I heard the bird references. Neither one of them included that. But what else you got?
Yeah, but I'm talking about the, you know, it's competitive nature, man. Everybody ain't friends, man. Everybody that work together don't got to be cool. And I think I like a little spiciness. Like, nowadays, everybody buddy-buddy, you know. Back in the day, somebody, they say, I don't like that guy. I don't like that guy. Not shake his hand, smile. And I like the energy that he's giving, man. Saleh, you know, he got something to prove. So he can't talk.
Yeah, but it was certainly, but in most cases, and I got no problem with anybody beefing, but Sean Payton, what's his beef? What, Nathaniel Hackett left so much of a disaster for him to clean up that you have to take a shot at him unsolicited? That seems kind of low.
You don't know that. That's something that you might not know. You know what I mean?
Well, sure. There's plenty that I don't know.
So down the line, you know, he might have had a beef. He might have never liked him. And now it's my time to take a shot at him. I'm rich. I'm older. Have less cares to give.
Well, yes, he is definitely more successful than Nathaniel Hackett. Nathaniel Hackett couldn't, pardon the pun, he couldn't hack it for a full season. And Sean Payton is someone who has a championship under his belt. Now, having said that, typically someone who is older, someone who does have success, wouldn't go ahead and take a crap on someone unsolicited. That's kind of like chopping down at someone who's beneath you.
But you know, that kind of getting old. A lot of older people has less filter. You know what I mean? When they get to a certain age, Sean Payton, an old man.
That's
so he might be a grumpy old man for you.
Yeah, that's called being grumpy old man. And there's nothing worse than a grumpy old man who's just crapping on someone who is a failure. Like, find something better to do. Like, if Sean Payton wanted to talk about Rob Saleh, you wanna talk about all the New York Jets as a team? Talk about Rob Saleh. Like, I got no problem with beef. I love it. But we could do better than this. Why you want to kick a man when he's down? He got fired. He got demoted. He's an offensive coordinator. What did he do to you? And it doesn't matter. Oh, we don't know. You're damn right. There's a whole lot I don't know. I'm not sitting in the locker room. Nobody is. Only Nathaniel Hackett and Sean Payton would know what happened or did not happen. But things happen publicly, man. And then you respond. Ain't nothing happened here. I think Nathaniel Hackett is just A-okay right now to be like, man, well, last year sucked. Man, thank God I got another job. You don't need Sean Payton coming around and kicking him in the shins. Come on. 855-212-4CBS. Joe's calling from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Joe?
Hey, man, enjoy your show. I'm a big Saints fan, but I got to tell you, Sean's out of line. But he's a little bit overrated because he didn't stay here. As soon as he lost Drew Brees, he's not able to make a quarterback something special.
Oh,
he's
man.
A good play
why,
caller, but
why, because of Jameis? Like, what? Come on, that's not fair.
It doesn't. What is? Well, he left. He knew he didn't have a quarterback here.
Yeah, I'm not. So you calling him a quitter? He should have stuck around?
Yeah, a Saints fan would have liked him to stay, but I hope the Jets put it on him for what he said today.
Oh, damn. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Joe. What do you think your team's going to do with Mr. Carr?
I'll be improved. I think we'll just probably make the playoffs and win one game.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate your honesty, Joe. I think the same. I think that's best case scenario.
Yep. Enjoy your show, man.
Well, thank you, Joe. Shout-outs to all my friends in New Orleans listening on WWL. Hey, let's go to Glenn calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Hey, Glenn, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
JR, what's up, buddy? First things first, man. I'm out here doing this gig economy, and I listen to you every night. Okay?
Oh, thanks.
Well, I don't agree with you every time, but you know what I love about you? You make me think, and that's a lost art.
Well, you're damn right. That's the purpose. You doing the gig economy? Are you delivering? What the hell are you doing?
I'm doing Uber Eats, baby.
Oh, that's nice. What is the most thing? Well, this is bad English. What do you deliver the most, I should say?
Well, it depends on the time of day, but like right now after 10 o'clock, pizza. Pizza is king after 10 o'clock.
Okay, all right, okay, all right. Is it a local place or one of these big chains?
Both of them. You know, we get 400,000, 500,000 people going through every week here in Myrtle Beach between Memorial Day and Labor Day. But we stay pretty busy.
People just want pizza. Okay. Well, what's on your mind, Glenn? What's up?
Well, I was going to – the other gentleman said about the eagle thing he was talking about. The only bird that will attack an eagle is a crow, and it gets on its back and pecks at its neck. But the eagle's not even bothered by it. I've seen this on film. And the eagle just goes – keeps soaring high, and once the oxygen gets too thin, the eagle – the crows just fall off. But Sean Payton, I mean, I'm from New Orleans. I was at the very first game as a kid. I was there when Dempsey kicked that field goal.
Wow.
I'm old, man. I'm 65. But, you know, the other caller mentioned, you know, Sean didn't have a plan for Drew Brees leaving. We had Jameis. And it started – he had all those sunshine years, and when it started raining, he ran. And that's how the fans feel.
Wow.
But what happened? But I can't say I'm excited about Derek Carr, and I can honestly say I'm not excited about our head coach. But I wouldn't be surprised if Jameis Winston gave him a run for his money.
Oh wow! Glenn, do you feel you're in the minority there and feeling that way as a Saints fan?
And to what aspect? The coach or the core or Jameis?
Oh, just the overall team and what they might look like. That sounds like a disaster for this year, if that's the case.
A friend of mine the other day put it in a he gave me a good analogy. He said, "You know what? We got Michael Thomas. Hopefully, he can stay healthy. We got Jamal out of Detroit.
Yeah,
who knows how long Kamara's going to be suspended? We got Jimmy Graham. I'm still on the fence on that decision. But the way he put it is." He goes, man, we're trying to build a Maserati, but we got Gomer Pyle driving the thing.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah, I'm not all that enthusiastic about the Saints, man. Good luck.
I'm still of the school. Bottom line, when Sean Payton left, we should have scooped up Eric Bieniemy.
Okay. All right. Well, now we'll see what he can do up in Washington. Hey, listen.
Because there was a comfort level there, and he played from the inside the house. They needed a change.
Yeah,
he'd have been there and cleaned house and done some great things. Glenn. That's what I believe.
All right, Glenn.
But anyway, man, I love your show. Thanks for making me think. Be great.
No, no doubt, man. And shout outs to Glenn and Myrtle Beach. Lori is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Lori.
Hi, JR. How are you?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yeah, you're live on the radio. What's up, Lori? Uh-oh.
Sorry,
Lori,
I can't
got
hear you. I turned my radio down, but now I can't hear you.
Well, technology at its best. Hey, Lori. She doesn't hear anything. Hey, Lori. Hey, Lori, you're on hold. You'll figure things out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls. We got to talk about Shohei Ohtani having a ridiculous day, a ridiculous night. We'll do that at the top of the hour. I'm a night guy, too. I'm a morning guy, afternoon guy, and night. I'm a guy for all times. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls momentarily. Next hour, understand this. We got to talk about Shohei Ohtani. He's doing something amazing every game. Forget every game. I mean, today there were two games for the Angels, and he did multiple amazing things. When is the last time you heard about a dude throwing a complete game in one game and then coming back the next game and just hitting two home runs? Come on, tell me somebody. Think about it. Go ahead. Try. Yeah, that's what Shohei Ohtani did today. And the Angels are trying to squeeze some magic out of Shohei Ohtani, and I guess why not? We're going to get to him next hour. Before I pick up the phone lines, I need to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Talking about Sean Payton, talking NFL, Sean Payton burying Nathaniel Hackett seemingly for no public reason. New York Jets are just being torched by Sean Payton for no apparent reason. Sean Payton's just angry. 855-212-4CBS. Darius is calling from Seattle. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Darius?
Hey, I haven't talked to you in a while. Remember me? I'm the prospective Tulane law student who decided not to go from Seattle. You remember me?
Maybe not. Did I meet you at Tulane?
I'm sorry, I didn't go to Tulane, but we had talked about, you know, why you were curious as to why I didn't go to law school. But
oh, okay.
Anyway.
Did you just say something about Tulane?
No, not at all. It was months back that we had a conversation about that.
Okay.
So it's just trivial. I don't expect you to remember it.
Oh, no, I remember a lot. I thought you said Tulane. I've spoken at Tulane a couple of times. But go ahead, Darius. What's up?
Oh, really? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I love Tulane.
All right,
yes.
So I'm sorry?
I said I love Tulane, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, great school. Okay, so anyway, to get right down to it, I have a number of thoughts about this. Number one, I want to correct two of your callers before I go anywhere.
Uh-oh.
One, the Saints got robbed, so this narrative that Chump ain't nothing won in a long time is false. He nearly was a shot with
Breeze
on the back end of his career, very much the back end, nearly got to a Super Bowl in 2018-2019.
The referees, season, yes.
But was robbed on a no-call.
Okay, yeah. We know about that. Keep going.
Yeah, secondly, I don't know how another caller, I think it was Joe, said that the Saints fans wish Peyton would have stayed, but then in the same breath called him overrated. So that sounds like that jilted lover syndrome the Seahawks fans have about Russ. It's like, make up your minds, man. Do you think the guy's overrated or not?
Okay, keep going, Darius. Keep going.
Okay.
What's your point?
All right.
What's your point?
My point is this. Peyton should follow his own advice and move in silence. I don't mind beef either, but you got to have a reason for the beef. I think that Hackett probably feels bad enough and embarrassed enough and can't wait for the season to start so that his guy can start making him look good again. And, you know, there's no reason to kick a guy when he's down unless something is going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. I wouldn't be surprised if Peyton gets fined for this, but maybe he won't. I don't know.
Oh, no. Nah. Fined, you know, by just, who? Who's going to fine him?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm just talking. But, you know, listen, he just needs to keep quiet. He could say, like you were saying, just say, hey, look, we're taking a different approach, and, you know, that's going to be it. But the fact that he went as deeply and as granular as he did, you know, I can take – one of a couple of assumptions from that. One, he could be incensed. And, you know, coaches get incensed when they say, look, I can't believe, you know, looking at these guys on the field now, that you couldn't win at least 8-9 games with these guys. They look fantastic. Yeah. That could be one. I don't necessarily think that's it, with the exception of maybe a couple of players.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, talking to USA Today, you sit down and talk to USA Today, it's like talking to your grandma. It's nothing, you know, you're not supposed to get hyped up about that. Come on.
Exactly. And I agree with that. The second thing, the second...
Oh, my God, there's more?
Cool thought would be... Yeah, there's two more. I'll get to them quick.
Oh, no, Darius. We don't have... I'm looking at phone lines that are full as hell. I don't have time for two more, man.
Okay, one more. I'll give you one. The second school of thought could be that maybe the surgery looks... The operation looks a little more complicated than he expected from the outside. And now he's going, good gracious.
Okay. Yeah, you know, yeah. He needs a bigger mop to clean up the 5-win mess. I could dig it. Hey, Darius, I appreciate you, man.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, no doubt. He's like, and another one, and another one, and another. He was DJ Khaled in us, not another one. 855-212-4CBS. Sebastian calling from Tuscaloosa. What's up, Sebastian? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How's it going?
It's going great. What's up?
Yeah, so I'm originally from Chicago, but I go to school in Alabama, so okay. I've had a taste of both.
Are you a freshman? What year are you in?
I'm going to be a senior, so one more year.
Are you ready to get the hell out of there? What are you studying?
I'm doing computer science, so I'm a big numbers guy.
Oh,
commissioner
nice.
Of my fantasy football league, all of that.
Oh, so what is watch how smart I am. That's not CIS, right?
No. It just means that I don't really have a life.
Oh, well, but you can work anywhere. You can work remotely, right?
Yeah. I mean, I just find it fun, but I'll get to my point. Don't want to take.
No, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about you.
Okay.
Are you going to stay in Alabama? Like, what are you going to do after you graduate?
Honestly, I like Dallas a lot.
Oh. Well, you know Zion Williamson likes Dallas too. You don't like Dallas for the same reasons, do you?
No.
Okay. Well, listen, man, good luck to you. When does the semester start? Like 2 weeks from now?
Yeah, we got a few more weeks. The semester starts when football starts. That's how I think of it.
I could dig it. Well, listen, man, good luck to you, and congratulations on your future completion of your degree. Now we can talk about sports, man. What's up?
Yeah, so this Bears having the number one pick, I will admit I have a little bit of bias, but I was thinking – I was always wondering what would happen if we drafted Bryce and traded Justin Fields, because Justin Fields, don't get me wrong, is one of the most exciting quarterbacks in the league right now.
Yeah.
But I just don't know about his passing. And I want to know from you, what are you looking for? What does he have to do, and what does the team have to do to prove that Fields can be the franchise quarterback?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, we've heard this from their general manager, Ryan Pohl, since the season concluded. It's like, hey, we like his legs, but we have to see what he can do with his arm. And that's it. I think when you look at DJ Moore now being a member of the Chicago Bears, when you look at Justin Fields moving into another season, if he can't make a mark and let everybody know, hey, I'm here, I've arrived, then it ain't it. It's not happening. We've heard enough from him over the past couple of weeks. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll be the Bears' first 4,000-yard passer and this and that. And that, that. Well, bro, go out there and do it. And so we got to see if he can generate offense without utilizing his legs, and his general managers basically put him on notice about it.
Yeah. If the Bears go 9-8, what would you say? What do you think of that?
Oh, if they go 9-8, I think they'd be competing for a wild card spot. I think that's a hell of a difference than the 3 damn wins they had last year. You got to take it where you can get it, man.
Okay. Yeah, I just, as a Bryce fan, I was always wondering, like, if he was in Chicago, but, you know, I'm still very happy with Fields.
It's not too late for you to move to the Carolinas. Go ahead and try that.
That's true.
You can do that instead of Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll see.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sebastian. Have a good semester, okay? If you need to cheat, it's called ChatGPT, all right?
Of course. Thank you again. Love the show.
Oh, thank you, Sebastian.
You're giving Sebastian some ideas here, huh?
Oh, listen, the technology is there. Why do the work, right?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I mastered the art of cheating when I was in college, so I didn't want to chime in there.
Do they take away degrees? They don't take them away after they've given them away.
No, I don't think so. They sent me mine in the mail about 6 months after I graduated, too, and that eliminated their ability to finally try and take it away from me. I don't want them to realize that I kind of was a little bit of a fraud as a student, you know?
Oh, wow. Okay. Way to out yourself.
I have pride. I just wanted to be honest. I'd rather be truthful than lie about the whole situation, you know?
Well, here's a cliche. Honesty is the best policy. As long as you're not lying to yourself, that's all that matters. Thank you, Jack. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Don't lie to yourself. We'll talk to more of you when we come back. We'll get to your calls. We're going to talk about Shohei Ohtani. We're going to get into more football. We got a busy night. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.